Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
Morning, church. You can be seated. We all doing good? Good to see you all. It's great to be up here at North on my favourite day of the week, Sunday. And I just want to honour Pastor Graham and Pastor Mel, the whole team, and for what is taking place. I'm excited about youth camp for all the young people this weekend, Stu and Frida. God bless you both and the leaders as you go this week. It's going to be just incredible. Well, this month we've been in a theme called Glorious Mess, and so I want to continue on that theme and that basis. I want to take you back a couple of weeks into the Mulherin household. It's Saturday mornings, probably looks a little bit like your house may look like my house on those mornings, is that Nadine has a list of chores for us to accomplish and to do within a set time frame. And as we're going about doing our chores on this Saturday morning, is that there came this incredible noise out of our laundry. And we live in an older type of house, and it was like the whole house was shaking. It was like everything was just going to come down around about us. And so we ran into the laundry to find our washing machine was in spin cycle. And it was out of balance. It was making this incredible noise. It looked a little bit like this. Look at the screens. Does anyone else's life look a little bit like that at different times? And so the title of my message this morning is The Spin Cycle. And I find at different times and different seasons of life is that we are in the spin cycle. It's like life is out of control. It's hard to believe we're almost at the end of September. Just time gets away from us. But there will seasons will come and seasons will go. And so many of us think the spin cycle of life is just the worst time of life. And it may feel like that. But hopefully by the end of this message, you think, well, I want to stay in the spin cycle that God has me in. I find as human beings, we like to do everything when it all is calm, like to fish when it's calm. But I found that God is complete opposite, is that he wants to build us and shape us in the spin cycle, in times of crisis, in times of challenge. Have you ever noticed that God seems to do the most miraculous and the most marvelous things in the most challenging of times? And so there's times when you and I are actually in the spin cycle, and it's those times where God comes and shapes us and makes us. Would you stay in the spin that God has for you? As I look through the Word of God, there are many different pictures and illustrations that we have of this relationship between Creator and His creation. Is the psalmist painted this picture that God is the shepherd and we are the sheep. There's illustrations that He is Heavenly Father, and we are his sons and his daughters. Ephesians talks about this great relationship between husband and wife and the corresponding image of Christ and his church. But I think the most enduring image and the picture that we get in the Word of God of this relationship between God and his creation is that of God being the potter and you and I being the clay. And we see the first real narrative of this, and we see the great picture of God being the potter and we being the clay in Genesis chapter 1. From the very, very beginning, we get this picture. Is that in verse 3, God starts to speak. There's something powerful about you and I actually hearing the voice of God. He is a God that speaks to us. And we must position ourselves to hear the voice of God. It's a different sounded voice at different times. So many of us just use the voice of God as a GPS system. That's such just one limited view of the voice of God. Just don't hear the voice of God for your next step. Because his word says, this is my word, it is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. His word will always navigate your first step and your next step, but it's also a light unto our path that will illuminate a little bit of our future as well. And so just don't rely on God's voice to be a GPS. It's the sound of a trumpet. It's a sound of many waterfalls. Yes, it's a still small voice, but we have a God who speaks to us. We also have a God who hears. And in Genesis 1 verse 3, he starts to speak. And he starts to say these words, let there be. He says, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 6, let there be an expansion of the firmament, and the expansion took place. Let the waters be gathered together on the earth, and the waters were gathered together. You know, let the earth bring forth grass and seed, and it brought forth grass and seed. Everything that God spoke, let it be, immediately came to pass. But when we come to verse 26 of this chapter, is that God's language actually changes. It goes from declaring, let there be, to now let us make. When it came to the day of creation where God made mankind, he did not speak you and I into being. He said, we are going to make you. We're going to fashion you. We are going to build you. This morning, you are not a mistake. You are not an accident. Is that you are actually being manufactured and built and formed by God. And so often he forms us in the spin cycle. Genesis 2 and verse 7 says this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. I want you to get to this picture this morning. Is before passing through the potter's hands, the dust, the clay of the ground, it was trodden upon, it was stepped upon by every animal God had created. Is that ants had crawled all over you? Is that rabbits had hopped all over you? Is the cows did their things all over you? And then God decides. He would bend down and he would pick up the dust of the ground, the clay of the ground, and he would decide to fashion and make mankind and then breathe into him the breath of life. You and I are not empty vessels. We are full vessels for Jesus Christ. And as we look at the clay, we look at the dirt, it is always seen as something that is inferior, something that is low, something that has no value or no cost to that. And yet God would still bend down and get on his knees and grab a handful of dust, and he would start to fashion and form your and my life. This morning, would you place and would you position your life in the hands of God Almighty? It's the safest place to be. It's a place where you and I are built. 1 Corinthians 1 says this in verse 26. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose. You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. God chose you. And God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. I've got good news this morning. Is God spoke light into being. He spoke the moon. He spoke the stars. He spoke the waters into being. But when it came to your life, he said, I'm going to fashion you. I'm going to make you. I'm going to make you into my image. And God steps back and says, that's good. You are good this morning. So I want to look at a couple of passages of scripture that show us in great detail this great symmetry between the potter and the clay. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse 1. It says this, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. And then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, and so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. So we have God comes and speaks to Jeremiah and says, Jeremiah, I want you to go down the road. I want you to go to the potter's house. And when you get to the potter's house, at some point of time there is I'm going to speak to you. And it says, and then he went. Like there's no gap between verse 2 and 3. It's a great indicator for all of our lives that when God speaks, we've got to respond. Yeah. It's not about coming back and questioning. Is whether wondering, is this the right season, the right time for me to move? When God says move, we got to move. Yeah. It's not about questioning, not about arguing. I'm the king of arguing with God. Like, just trying to rationalize this. You know, is it right for me to go now? No, we've got to be like Jeremiah. When God speaks and when he wants to speak to us, we've got to position ourselves in the right spot. I found sometimes we've got to move from our current location and position to enable God to speak to us. Is there a times God has future blessings for us that we can't receive in our current location? I'm not saying City Point North. I'm not saying where you live or Burpengary or anything. No, it's in our posture of our heart. It's times we're going to move out of our current position of our heart to receive the future blessing that God has. And so Jeremiah goes down to the potter's house without hesitancy, without question. And he knows that God's going to speak to him at an appointed time. But I can imagine there's sort of a lag here before God ends up speaking and declaring to Jeremiah his words in verse 5. And I can imagine that Jeremiah just sat down and he just started to watch. He watched the symmetry, the relationship between the potter and the wheel and the clay. And as he was just sitting there observing and watching, is that he would have noticed a number of things that take place of how the potter was in total control of the spin of the wheel. And for me, the spinning of the wheel speaks of life's circumstances. Is at different times in our lives, it's going to be like everything is out of control. Life's circumstances are just out of control. But as he looked a little bit closer, he saw that the speed of the spin was under the total control of the potter and under the total control of the potter's feet. And so the potter's feet determined the spin and the speed of the spin that was taking place. Jeremiah would also notice that the shape of a vessel could not be formed unless the wheel was in motion, unless there was a spin cycle taking place. Is that growth can't take place. A pot cannot be formed without it being in motion. And so for you and I, when the spin cycle comes around about our lives, is would you stay in the spin? Because that's the position where God is building us and is shaping us into the great vessels of honor that he desires us to be. This morning, you may think your world is totally out of control, but I want to let you know this morning, if you position yourself on the wheel of life in God's hands, he's got the speed perfectly right. So where you may be in a place of anxiety this morning, he replaces it with peace because you're in control. You may think everyone's against you, and why is the world just out of control? I want to let you know God is so for you, and he's got you in the right rotation in order to form you and to make you. And Jeremiah, as he continued to watch and watch the clay in the potter's hands, verse 4 says, and the clay was marred. It had an imperfection in it. It couldn't be developed into the vessel that God was planning it to be developed. And it says that the potter made it again into another vessel. Is that God never discards us. He just remakes us. And this morning you may feel as though you've been discarded. I'll let you know you're being remade. You may think that you have been disqualified, but God says, no, I'm qualifying you in the spin of life. Would you stay in the spin cycle? Because that is a position where God is building you and I and shaping you and I. I understand what it's like to be in the spin. We've all been in the spin at different times in life, but I encourage you, would you stay in the spin and see what God is going to make out of your life? Because everything God makes, he steps back and says, that's good. That's good. And so this morning, I want to look at two perspectives. The first perspective I want to look at is from the clay. Is when you and I are actually in the spin cycle of life, what is our response to that? Then I want to look at the perspective of God being the potter and him fashioning and forming us. And so I'd love us to turn and look to a scripture in Isaiah 29, which comes from you and I, our opinions, our beliefs, what we actually speak and say when we are in the spin cycle of life as the clay. Who knows that you and I, we can have attitudes at different times. Like, I get an attitude at different times. And as I read this passage of scripture, it's like, this is you and I. We get attitudes. We get attitudes with God. We get attitudes with each other. And my prayer this morning is, would we drop the attitude? Would we just drop the attitude? And so here, Jeremiah 29, this is you and a little bit of me as well. Verse 16, the clay is speaking. Surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the thing made say of him who made it, he did not make me? Would you drop the attitude? Here, humanity is coming back. The clay is coming back and saying to the potter, you did not have anything to do with the making of who I am. Or shall a thing formed say of him who formed it, God, you have no understanding. Verse 17, is it not yet a very little while till Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be esteemed as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. This morning, would you drop the attitude? The clay comes back and says to God, you did not make me. We live in a world that says we are self-made human beings. It's all down to my effort. It's down to me applying the 10 principles of life. I am a self-made individual. Is it God, you had no part of who I am today? Would you and I drop that attitude and consider that we are fearfully and wonderfully made? He knew you before you in your mum's womb. How dare the clay come back saying, God, you did not make me. You and I are sitting here today because God has made us and will continue to make us. The clay then goes on further and says of God, God, you have no understanding of my life. You don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about my gifts and talents. You don't know anything about my dreams and my futures. You don't know anything about my life at all. And yet when I look through the Word of God, as God knows every detail of each and every one of our lives. But so often we can put ourselves in a place of isolation, that everything is against us. So God, I am just who I am because I'm a victim of my circumstances. That's who I am today. You had no part of this. Would you drop the attitude and consider that God has fashioned you and has formed you and understands you deeply and incredibly? I think one of the greatest things that God has given to you and I is self-will. The ability to make decisions. It's dangerous, but God decided to give it to you and I. We can make the own choices for ourselves, and through our Christian journey and our Christian life, we have the opportunity to make a choice to stay in the spin cycle, to stay in the hands of God, or we have the opportunity now to take ourselves out of the spin cycle and out of the hands of God. But I know the heart of God in this is that He just wants to pick us back up and remake us and give us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. I know the spin is difficult. I know it is tough. But would you stay in the spin? Would you acknowledge that God is in total control and He has total understanding of your life? And so I believe as the clay is that we need to have a couple of attitude adjustments. So I want to share a couple of attitudes that we should have when we're actually in the spin cycle. The first attitude that we should carry when we're in the spin cycle of life is we should be content in the spin. Not to be complacent. There's a great difference between contentment and complacency. Complacency is just like sitting on your hands and just letting life take its path. It's not about that. No, contentment is being in a place of putting your life in the hands of God. Is that no matter what season, what situation we are in, is that we're going to be content in that place. I've got this definition of content I want to share with you. It says this: it's an inner sense of rest or peace that comes from being right with God and knowing that He is in control of all that happens to us. Tonight, as I said in the first service, for some of you, you just need to go to sleep tonight. Stop the anxiety. Stop the worry. Stop thinking about what Monday is going to bring. Put yourself in a place where you are going to be content, your place of rest or peace, knowing that God is in total control. Go to sleep tonight. When your head hits the pillow, I'm prophesying to some of you, go to sleep. It's not about the relationship problem right now. Go to sleep. It's not about the finance problem right now. Go to sleep. It's not about the health challenge right now. Go to sleep. Being in a place of rest and peace, knowing that God is in total control. Paul said it like this in Philippians 4 and 11. He says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. For I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Would you carry an attitude that in the spin cycle of life, you're just going to be content in that? in the conflict of life, whether you are full or you are empty, whether everything is in peace or everything is in chaos, is you're going to stay in a place of contentment, knowing that God is total control. Verse 17, then it says, is it not yet a very little while? It's just a little while. It's just a little while. God's timing is not our timing, hey? He said 2,000 years ago, he's coming back quickly. Seriously. Doesn't give me a lot of great confidence. But in a little while, like, but in a little while, in a little while, you're going to become fruitful. It goes on. The deaf shall hear, the blind shall see. In a little while. Just in a little while, church. Just stay in the spin cycle just a little bit longer. See what God's going to fashion, what God is going to make around about your life. Would you just stay in the spin? Would you be content in the spin this morning? The second attitude I found that God wants you and I to have as the clay, we're in the spin cycle of life, is that we'd be consistent in the spin. Consistency for me is just keep showing up. Just keep turning up. When everything seems to be out of control, just keep showing up to church. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, turning up to life group. Wednesday after Wednesday, turning up to workplace. Day after day after day. As mums and dads, everything out of control, we continue to pray. Day after day after day, we're worshiping God no matter how out of control everything. We're just consistent day after day after day. I found that consistency will always emphasize faith over experience. Wow, so often our experience day to day dictates to us as to how I'm going to be, my emotions are going to be in check. When I have a bad attitude, I'm a horrible human being. You just ask my family. And some of you as well, when you get an attitude, you're horrible. Don't allow the experience of your day to day to affect the future God has for you. Because we are called to walk by faith, not by experience. But experience can dictate to us so much. No, walk by faith. Faith calls those things which are not as though they are. Is that faith is an invisible realm but makes things visible. As we walk in faith, the invisible hopes we have in our hearts start to become visible. Would you emphasize faith over experience day after day after day? I've also found that through consistency, is it allows our spiritual roots to go down deep. Is by doing the right thing, not the wrong thing, by doing the right thing consistently day after day after day, is that our spiritual roots go down deep. If you do the wrong thing consistently, roots can never go down deep. We've got to do the right thing consistently. And so when you're in the spinning cycle of life, would you stay in a place of saying, hey, God, I'm going to be content in the spin. Everything's out of control. I seem to be losing things day after day. But I'm going to be content in that place. And not only am I going to be content, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to keep showing up and showing up and showing up. Because God has something for us. He wants to transition you and I from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And he does it in the spin. Stay in the spin. I've got some good news this morning. Well, it's not such good news, but it is good news. Is the spinning's not going to stop until you and I change. Wow. The spinning's not going to stop until we allow God to change our lives. Is as clay, we just have one job, one responsibility, and that's purely to yield to the will of the potter. Would you and I just put our lives back into his hands? So often we want to take control back. So often we want to lean on our own understanding. No, lean into God. Go the other way. Drop the attitude. Because God knows everything about you. He's fashioned your life. He has formed your life. Is the clay is completely dependent on the potter to be shaped. The clay does not shape or mold itself. The potter shapes and molds the clay. I found as the clay, we cannot stop the wheel from spinning, but we do have the opportunity to get off. Stay on the spin. Stay on the wheel of life. So I found in the potter's hands, we always face two choices. As clay, if we remain soft and pliable, we're going to get better. If you grow hard and inflexible, I found we become bitter. I always want to be in a position where I'm getting better, not becoming bitter. So I've seen too many people. I've seen my own family members exit relationship with Jesus and the kingdom of God because rather than getting better, I got bitter. I've met hundreds of people over my journey of being a pastor that have left relationship with not just the church, but with Jesus. It breaks his heart. Would you and I just stay soft and pliable in his hands when life doesn't seem as though it's fair? And it's not fair. It's not fair. But I know a God who can navigate us and be with us no matter how out of control the spin is this morning. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7, the clay. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power of God may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, but you are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but you're not forsaken. You're struck down, but you're not destroyed. Would you stay in the hands of God and in the spin cycle that he has for you? And so that's the clay. Is this morning, God does not want you to be a precious stone. He does not want you to be a precious metal of gold or silver or diamond. He doesn't want you to be oil of value. He doesn't want you to be water. He wants you to be clay. That's all we have to be. Soft and pliable in the hands of God. So let's look at the perspective from the potter as he has you and I in his hands and on the wheel. Let's go back to Jeremiah 18. This is the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I'll cause you to hear my words. And then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. Everyone say marred. The vessel that he was making was marred in the hands of the potter. It's okay to be marred. You just need to be in the hands of the potter when you're marred. And so he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make. Just the musicians are coming. I want you to know this morning there is nothing wrong with the potter's hands. The potter's hands are perfect. There is no flaw in the potter's hands. But there is flaws in us. There's imperfections in us. And here as Jeremiah was just watching as the clay was just marred in his hands. This morning you may feel as though you're marred. You may feel as though last night you messed up, you mucked up, you've missed the mark at different times. This morning God will never ever discard you in spite of all of those things. He will just make you again into another vessel. As I look at my own life and this 40-plus year journey with Jesus, is that I don't know how many times he's remade me, but I am so grateful for that. There's times where I've disqualified myself and just said, God, just discard me. But he said, no, I'm just going to pick you up again. I'm going to make you again. Just stay soft and pliable. Just stay in my hands. But God, I'm not even worthy of this. He says, it's not about your worthiness, it's about my worthiness, and I'm going to make you again. But God, I've done this thing, I've had this habit pattern for year after year after year. He said, I want to make you again. Just stay in my hands. He says, I'm going to make you into another. I'm going to fashion you into another. And at times he's rebuilt us. It looks like us, but it's not us. It seems to have all the attributes that we of our lives, but it's no longer us. There's been a change in our thinking and our praying and our believing and the way we do life, and God's done it all in the spin. And he's remade us and refashioned us and reformed us in the spin. Remember that time where your brokenness was turned into a place of wholeness? He did it in the spin. Remember the time where your brokenness, where your wholeness turned into a place of brokenness? I find that at times we get our lives off the spin. Remember that time where life was in absolute chaos and God turned it into a place of peace for you? He does that in the spin. would you stay in the spin cycle of life that God has for us? Because when we're in His hands, He will continue to refashion us and remake us. And this morning, I am so, so grateful and so, so thankful that God could have discarded all of us at different times. And yet He made a decision where He could have said, you're a failure. He said, I've decided to favor your life instead. Where He could decide to discard us, He said, I'm going to fill you instead. I'm going to rebuild you and remake you over and over and over again. This morning, would you stay in the spin? I know it's hard, it's not difficult. Stay in the spin. Stay in the spin. I know in the spin cycle, it's like everything just seems to get flung off us. Some going through health challenges, your wholeness has turned into a crisis. Stay in the spin. Well, your relationship seemed so good just months ago, but now it's in a crisis. Stay in the spin. Allow God to remake and remake and rebuild. Over the last number of weeks, I've been addicted to YouTube videos of Potter. I've watched so many different clips of Potter just to try to get a visual of what this looks like. And I've looked at some of these videos over and over again. I've noticed a couple of things. I noticed the Potter works with his two hands. He's just not a one-handed God. And I found so often that the Potter's hand goes on the inside of the vessel when it started to be formed. And it's from that position he can enlarge and he can grow. He causes it to increase. And this morning, would you allow the Potter's hand to be on the inside of your life? So often we're okay with him being on the outside and making everything look shiny and nice. Oh, that's a awesome God. Would you allow him to put his hand on the inside? God's doing a work on the inside of us so he can handle us on the outside. Allow a hand of God to be on the inside so he can fashion you on the outside. The promises of God that you and I, we're a light set on the hill, we're salt of the earth. It's the external for us. It's to be an attractive for the people to come into the kingdom of God. Would you let God's hand be on the inside? Would you give in that area? You've tried just to hide. Just give it to him this morning. As I look further at these videos, as I saw that a vessel could only be made through the combination of the potter's touch and also the spinning of the wheel. That if the wheel wasn't spinning, the vessel could never be shaped or formed. If the wheel wasn't spinning, it would just all came down to the potter's touch. If it all just came down to God's touch, I think God would just put holes in us. Another hole. Yet if it was just the wheel spinning and there was no touch of the potter's hands, is that our lives would be totally out of control. We'll just be flung off the potter's wheel time and time again. But it's the combination of the touch of God and the spinning of life circumstances where you and I are built and shaped by God. He says, I don't want vessels of dishonor, I want vessels of honor. And God steps back after he's made us again and said, that's good. Just like he did the very first creation, Adam steps back. That's good. This morning, God wants to step back and say over your life, that's good. He doesn't need your opinion as to how you are supposed to be made. He doesn't need the opinions of others of how you're supposed to be constructed. God has a perfect plan and picture of who you are designed to be. And he wants to step back and say, that's good. Stay in the spin. Stay in the spin.